A new television season is underway. The networks have rolled out a few new dramas and sitcoms. NBC has rolled back some of that to make room for the primetime Jay Leno. And at this time of year, we often turn to TV critic James Poniewozik of Time magazine in search of fertile oases in the cultural wasteland. Welcome back to the program, James.
Thanks, Robert.
First, generally, does this promise to be a good, bad, or mediocre season for the networks?
I think there should be good, bad, and mediocre this season. There's a lot of interesting things going on in television this year, not least of which is a lot of experimenting, as we're seeing with the Jay Leno show, for instance, by networks who are just trying to figure out what their business is nowadays.
Well, I'm going to ask you what's good, what's interesting, what's bad. And we'll start with one thing that I saw last night I thought was pretty good, which is the debut of the series The Good Wife with Julianne Margulies.
I know this has been hard on you, but you have to believe me, I'm innocent of the abuse of office charges.
You think I give a damn about that, Peter? They're playing a tape in Grace's computer lab of you sucking the toes of a hooker.
James Poniewozik, what did you think of this one?
You know, I really surprisingly enjoyed the show. When I heard the premise of it, you know, it has this ripped from the headlines idea behind it about a woman who was married to a politician, in this case a state's attorney, who was in a sex and political scandal. It sounded like a very sort of high concept premise that might be interesting for a very short while and then turn sort of boring. But I think that to its credit, the show does not the obvious thing with the idea, which is that it really turned it into an interesting, well-developed character piece about who is the person behind this kind of familiar story. And it's potentially really fascinating.
Other programs that strike you as new and good?
One show I really love is a new comedy from ABC called Modern Family. It's the oldest thing on television. You know, it's a family comedy about an extended family with three family units. But it's shot in sort of a mockumentary style.
What's the secret to a successful marriage?
I got this. Never go to bed hungry.
Never go to bed hungry? The expression is angry.
Yeah, when you say it like that.
Phil is uncomplicated. He's loyal, energetic. He's always happy to see me when I come home, like a dog.
It's really dryly funny, well-cast, offbeat without being weird. And like in The Office, the camera in this sort of pseudo-mockumentary format almost becomes like another character commenting on the action as it goes along. It's just it's very inventive, very clever, and really likable. I highly recommend it.
What is new that may not be good, but at least is interesting?
Well, I think that's almost the definition of the Jay Leno show, and it's really sort of a fascinating experiment in the business of television. Essentially, you know, among other things, NBC has put Jay Leno on five nights a week, not so much as a creative experiment, but as a business move. It's just cheaper. NBC has decided to do five nights a week of basically a talk show. They call it a comedy variety show, whatever. But it's cheaper to do that than five nights a week of dramas. So you sort of have NBC trying to redefine the whole idea of what a hit show is. Jay Leno could finish third every night and yet be a success because he's sort of like a restructuring plan for the auto industry. You know, he's just bringing in the product cheaper.
You mean he works cheap is what the secret of entertainment always is, I guess. That's some of what is interesting and what is good about the new network TV season. What have you found that's just downright bad?
Well, elsewhere on NBC, there's a terrible new hospital drama about nurses called Mercy. For some strange reason, I don't know if it's the zeitgeist about healthcare reform, but we've seen a lot of new nurse and doctor dramas on the air this year, and Mercy is quite likely the worst of them. It's just a very cliched, trite, melodramatic show that kind of makes you wish that Jay Leno had a sixth hour.
You think we might expect a Mercy killing early in the season?
You should be a TV critic, Robert. I wish I had included that line in a review. Yes, mercy killing.
Well, thanks for talking with us, James.
Oh, sure. Thanks a lot, Robert.
James Poniewozik, a TV critic for Time magazine.